here with the city engineer, Ronnie Langenau. And Ronnie, what an undertaking this is.
Well, it's been one that's been worked on for several years with many of our legislators and senators, and we're finally seeing the work begin.
Well, that was one big hole they filled, and we were told a moment ago, as Bill and I were talking about a moment ago, 27,000 yards of dirt.
It took quite a bit of dirt, that's correct. There was a big pool. In fact, Representative LeBaugh, who's standing on the side here, his dad was the mayor that built this in the early 50s.
Is that right?
Yeah, it sure was. We were very much a family affair with it because my father wanted to make sure it was a success. So all of the family members, brothers, my siblings, and sisters worked over here for no pay at the beginning to make sure that it was a success. And at that time, it was the only Olympic-sized swimming pool that was in this area of the state. So it was big. And we really appreciate it. It was used for many years. It served its purpose, but now we have to move on to something else.
Now, speaking of back then, this bathhouse here, was that built at the same time the swimming pool was?
Right. Both built at the same time. And we are going to save the bathhouse and convert it into to the pavilion. So we're going to have a first-class, world-class place over here for the people to enjoy themselves in Louisiana and in Ville Platte. We really thank everybody who participated in this. Really was a lot of hard work, and I want to thank all of the people who did the work. Really do. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you.
You mentioned that it's next to the Harvey LeBaugh Pavilion.
What was that?
We're right next door to the old Harvey LeBaugh Pavilion.
Is that
so
right?
Bay LeBaugh, yeah.
Learn something every day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. We did. We're proud of it. Everybody in Ville Platte participates, and that's what we have. That's why we have the community we do.
Very good. Thank you.
All right.
State Representative Bernard LeBaugh. And Ronnie, thanks again for joining us.
Very happy to be here, Andy.
Anything else you wanted to add on this the facility?
But no, a lot of people have been waiting for it for many years, and hopefully they will see it very shortly.
One last one. I see they're putting some Visqueen over on top of the dirt. Any idea when they're going to have the slab ready to pour?
It's going to be very soon. As you can see, the drill shafts are ready to be poured. That's deep foundations, and as soon as that gets poured, within a few days, they'll be forming up for the slab itself. So in the next 2 weeks, we'll see a lot of concrete.
So things are moving right along.
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you so much.